The board of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park met on June 22nd to review the negotiated terms of a prospective agreement with Sims, the Sitka Industrial Marine Shipyard. Sims was formerly known as WC Enterprises, and their proposal outscored one other business when their plans were reviewed in City Hall last month. But Principal Dan Cooper told the board that besides changing the name, he and his partner had made some other changes as well. Gone is the amphibious lift that could have rolled in and out of the water in favor of a traditional sling lift that travels on a custom-built pier. And as Cooper explained, that travel lift will be large.
We did check into another big concern, was that can we haul small boats with this lift? And here's a picture of a couple of very large lifts hauling small boats, and there is not an issue. Even checking with the manufacturers of who we've been getting prices for these lifts, they say that all the way down to 30 feet and up to 100 feet with the same lift is not a problem. Ideally, we don't want to be hauling the smaller boats with the larger lift, so we are looking at a second lift that would do smaller boats and increase our efficiency at the yard.
The size and capacity of the haulout has been an ongoing source of contention since the project was first discussed before the board last fall. Speaking from the public, Mike Nurko suggested that Sims was off track in a big way.
A 300-ton lift is a great thing, but it's not the lift to start the Sitka Boatyard with. It's too big. I don't care what anybody says. You're not going to haul a 30-foot boat easily at all with a 300-ton lift. Anybody in the business knows it. The pictures I saw up there, the straps were anemic for a 300-ton lift. You're going to change the straps every time you want to haul a 30-footer? It's not practical. You know, yes, we do need a 300-ton lift eventually, but you will haul far more boats in Sitka with a 150.
Nurko also objected to the negotiated financial arrangements, which include the city's backing a $375,000 loan for Sims and offering a 3-year ramp-up of 0 lease payments. Nurko thought the deal had strayed far from what Sitka was looking for when it issued the Request for Proposals, or RFP.
You know, I could be wrong, but it seems like my interpretation of the RFP was that the company that came, or the entity that came forward with a proposal to answer the RFP, was supposed to finance on their own. They were supposed to bring their financing to bear on the whole project. And now it just seems like the whole dynamic is completely different. And as far as the city doing a lot of the funding.
Nurko was seconded by marine tradesman Jeremy Circa, who has also been carefully following the issue from the public.
You know, Warren and Cooper, skilled guys, but they're not in this business. This is a new business for them. You guys are throwing all your eggs in their basket. And what are they offering the city for this? Nothing. I haven't seen any money. They're hoping to get a loan. And you know, this is my livelihood, this is every fisherman's livelihood, and we're all thrown in their basket.
The finances for the entire project look much different should this city receive a grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation's BUILD program. There's an application of $8.5 million pending, which, in the event it is approved, would fund the basic infrastructure costs for the haulout and washdown pad and eliminate the ramp-up lease scheme. The park's executive director, Gary White, felt pretty good about Sitka's chances for the grant, but he would feel better altogether about the project if the money were already in hand.
The best thing we could have done is built a time machine and went back and applied for the grant in the past and already known if we have it, and then walk into this process, but that didn't happen. So we are where we are.
Park board members supported the plan by Sims despite objections from the other proposer, Baker Hensley, who complained that Sims had cherry-picked the best ideas from his proposal in modifying their own. Board member Sheila Finkenbinder was ready to send it to the Assembly for the finishing touches.
Personally, I feel that the proposal that was brought forward by WC was quite a bit more comprehensive and detailed than the Baker proposal, and I feel pretty comfortable going ahead with it, even though things have changed.
The Park Board voted 4-0 to move the project to the Assembly table. The Assembly will take up the matter at a special meeting on Tuesday, June 30th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.